This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Hey you, are you wasting your time on social media again? Your brothers and sisters in IslamNet from Norway are establishing a masjid, a dawah center. Establishing a masjid to convey the message of Islam is one of the best deeds a Muslim can do. There's a huge need for it in Norway. You know this and I know this. So that makes the reward even greater. So give generously and Allah Azza wa Jal will give you even more.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How are you guys doing? Today is going to be a different kind of flavor, a different kind of thing that we're going to be doing together, because we usually do reaction videos. We usually talk about current affairs or current things that are happening. Today we're going to be talking about something completely different, which is probably more important than all that. In fact, definitely more important than all that, which is the prayer. The most important thing for a Muslim to do, the action that if a Muslim does five times a day, will differentiate them and distinguish them from the disbelievers, as the hadith states. And we're going to kind of think about the spiritual implications, the inner dimensions of the prayer. In fact, there's a nice book by Ibn Qayyim al-Jawziyyah translated into English called The Inner Dimensions of Prayer. So let's go through the Islamic prayer bit by bit. When you start the prayer, you say Allahu Akbar and you put your hands up. Okay, we're not going through the fiqh of this, more the spiritual aspect. Allahu Akbar means Allah is the greatest. That's what that means. So as you're doing that, you imagine that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching you. You imagine that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with you. Of course, you don't imagine that He's with you in essence, but you imagine that He's with you and that He can hear what you're saying. And then you start the prayer and you say, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim. And you mention Surah Al-Fatiha, saying that all praise and thanks be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Lord of the worlds, the most gracious, the most merciful, Master of the Day of Judgment. You alone we worship, and you alone we ask for help. Guide us to the straight path, the path of those who you have favored, not the path of those who have earned your anger, nor of those who have gone astray. Now you're thinking about this and you're in the present moment. You're not thinking about what's going to happen later on, about the bills, about this, about that, about these anxieties that you have, about your relationships, about business. You're not thinking about all these things. You're literally praying and thinking that this is all that there is. This is all that there is. There's nothing else going on at the moment. In fact, the future doesn't exist. There's no such thing as a future. That's what you're thinking. This is how to get khushu'a in the prayer. You see, there's no future. Only this conversation that you're having with Allah, the Creator, the Lord of the heavens and the earth at this point in time. The future doesn't exist. You're in a state of hudur. You're present with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that means that there is no future. Everything is just about that moment. You're clear in your mind. And then you're doing your other surah, maybe قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدُ or whatever. And then you're saying Allahu Akbar again. You're going down to the bowing position and you're humbling yourself. You're calm. And then you say سبحان ربي العظيم. And that means glory be to the one who is. عظيم means mighty. And you're in that humble bowing positioning. And then you come back up, سَمِعَ اللَّهُ لِمَنْ حَمِدَ, that Allah has heard the one who has praised Him. That's what that means. Because some people say this phrase and they don't know what it means. And then you say, رَبَّنَا وَلَكَ الْحَمْدُ. Oh, and our Lord, to you belongs praise. That's what رَبَّنَا وَلَكَ الْحَمْدُ means. And then now you go down and you say, سُبْحَانَ رَبِّيَ الْأَعْلَى. And you are prostrating. And the highest part of your head is in the most low part of the ground. And you're saying, glory be to the one who is most high. You're saying that three times. Subhan Rabbi al-A'la. This is a very deep situation right now. And you're thinking about that and you're humble. This is a very relaxing position. This is a very peaceful position. This is the most peaceful position you can imagine. This is the best situation. There's nothing more important than that position in the entire day. There's nothing more important than that position in your entire life, in fact. So you're in that position. This is why you were created. This is the purpose of life. This is everything you need to know. This is everything you need to do. There's nothing more to life than this. And then you come back up. Rabbi ighfirli, you say, you know, oh Allah, forgive me, Allah, forgive me. Because we've done lots of sins. So we're being a bit accountable here, and you go back down. After you've asked Allah, the King, to forgive you, you go back down. Subhan Rabbi al-A'la, Subhan Rabbi al-A'la, again. And that's one unit of prayer. And you repeat that, and so on. If you get this right, you get halawatul iman. You get the sweetness of faith. Because we have five prayers a day. This is a really beautiful meditation kind of exercise. Not the kind of meditation that these mushriks do. And the ones who worship other than God. No, you're worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's nothing greater that you can do as a human being. You know that. There's nothing better. There's nothing better you can do with your time. There's no money that you can amass. There is no fame that you can get. There's no, adornments that you can put on. There's nothing. This is peace. This is أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبُ. This is surely with the remembrance of Allah do hearts find rest. Make sure that when you're praying next time, you think about all those things. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us that whoever builds a mosque for Allah, Allah will build for him a similar house in Jannah. And we know the great reward that will not only be gained, but rather will fill your grave after your death. Whenever someone prays there, whenever someone gives shahada in the masjid, whenever someone learns something in the masjid, yes, that will be something that you'll have on your scale.